Lord Tywin did not stir from his chair, but he did give his dwarf son a long, searching look. "I see that the rumours of your demise were unfounded." "Sorry to disappoint you, father," Tyrion said. "No need to leap up and embrace me. I wouldn't want you to strain yourself." He crossed the room to their table, acutely conscious of the way his stunted legs made him waddle with every step. Whenever his father's eyes were on him, he became uncomfortably aware of all his deformities and shortcomings. "Kind of you to go to war for me," he said, as he climbed into a chair and helped himself to a cup of his father's ale.
"By my lights, it was you who started this," Lord Tywin replied. "Your brother, Jaime, would never have meekly submitted to capture at the hands of a woman."
"That's one way we differ, Jaime and I. He's taller as well, you may have noticed."
His father ignored the sally.
"The honour of our house was at stake. I had no choice but to ride. No man sheds Lannister blood with impunity."
"Hear me roar,"
Tyrion said, grinning. The Lannister words.
"Truth be told, none of my blood was actually shed, although it was a close thing once or twice. Morak and Jick were killed.